USA Radio News. I'm Victor Pohl. Are the January 6th congressional hearings a big conspiracy?
As the January 6th made-for-TV show was being carried by mainstream media, one lawmaker says this was a cover-up by the Democrats. Representative Jim Banks on Fox News.
This committee is a cover-up. It's not just a cover-up from distracting from the issues that the American people are demanding that we focus on, like $5.25 a gallon of gas in my hometown in Columbia City, Indiana. But it's a cover-up of Nancy Pelosi's roles and responsibilities as Speaker of the House and oversight of the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. She has documents in her office about why the National Guard was called off because of, quote, bad optics that she refused to give up to the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security Committee.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And this is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A judge facing a packed courtroom set bond Friday at $100,000 for a Michigan police officer charged with second-degree murder in the death of Patrick Lioia, who was fatally shot in April. Officer Christopher Schur, appearing by video from jail, said few words during the brief hearing. Grand Rapids Judge Nicholas Ayoub entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. The courtroom benches were full of spectators, some wearing T-shirts with pro-police slogans, including hashtag stand with Schur. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland on Friday rolled out guidelines for a new youth service program meant to create job opportunities for Native Americans while boosting their cultural connections to nature through conservation projects. The mission of the Indian Youth Service Corps includes everything from clearing brush and reducing wildfire threats to preserving historic sites and building trails. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
That pain at the pump might be hurting a little more soon. The price of fuel is expected to move even higher due to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and the onset of hurricane season in the U.S. Veteran oil markets expert Andy Lippo expects the average price of gas to hit above $5 a gallon as oil trades higher in anticipation of coming storms. Lippo says the weather is likely to impact refining output and supplies along the U.S. Gulf Coast. According to the latest AAA data, the average price is now about $4.98, though it is much higher in some states along the West Coast and in the Midwest. A West Virginia lawmaker who was ensnared in controversy a year ago has resigned to take a job in Florida. According to a House spokesperson, Republican Delegate Joe Jeffries submitted his formal letter of resignation to House Speaker Roger Hanshaw. In the letter, Jeffrey said he's leaving his position because he wasn't able to find a job in West Virginia that would accommodate his work schedule as a lawmaker. He said it was, quote, one of the hardest decisions I had to make. And U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock will have a children's book out this fall, a picture story based on his being one of 12 siblings. Philomel Books, an imprint of Penguin Young Readers, announced Thursday that Warnock's book, entitled Put On Your Shoes and Get Ready, will be published November 15th. Warnock is the senior pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. I'm Victor Pohl, USA Radio News.